Well, good morning, everybody. Thursday morning. Darren Saul here, your host of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. I have episode 87 here with the lovely Priya Mishra. How are you, Priya?
I'm good. Thank you, Darren. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, Mishra. Thanks for coming on the show. And for everybody out there, we're going to be chatting about one of my favorite topics, how to become your industry's influential leader. So for everyone out there who doesn't know who Priya is a person whose career is as colorful as her life. She has 25 years of tech and marketing experience. Priya is an acclaimed marketing strategist and consultant who is also co-founder of Exante, a marketing agency based in Sydney. Priya is an example of self-made success. She's a highly creative person, a bookworm. She loves culture and arts and is fascinated by futuristic opportunities. So we're going to be chatting all about marketing now and in the future and how to become a leader in your industry. So welcome, Priya.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words.
Oh, my pleasure.
Your homework.
So tell us a bit about you, Priya, that I might not have already covered. Give us a little bit of your story.
I am a migrant, as you know. I came here Australia 10, 11 years ago as a 457 visa holder, transferred from my Indian company. One of the largest service provider, joined the CBA. Before that, I came Perth and then CBA. And 6 years ago, I started my own business, which has been a dream for me for my life.
Awesome. And were you always in marketing, or have you just kind of moved to marketing in the last 6-7 years?
I started my career in marketing initially, and then I transitioned to the technology because that time technology boom was like a lot of opportunity in India. A lot of American companies were coming.
Yeah.
So I just transitioned to technology in 1996. Mm-hmm. And then since then, I'm just in technology. And also I work with a lot of web apps and complex software and banking solutions and insurance solutions. There are plenty of application. I work in very complex environment, nice. Very techie position I always hold. But like 6 years ago, I was always fascinated about marketing. So when I did my MBA in 2010, I majored in marketing and finance, because finance was my current and marketing was my transition I was always working on. So since 2010, I was actually preparing myself to transition back to the marketing
space. I love marketing too. There's just something fascinating about marketing. It's all based on human behavior, human interaction, psychology.
And
you can forever be an observer of human nature when you practice marketing.
For sure. There are many people are actually claiming these days that business to business, business to consumer, but it's all about human to human, like ultimately whom you are reaching out, it's another human on another side, you know.
100%.
No matter what position you are holding on the any company, ultimately I'm trying to impress another human.
Absolutely. 100%. And particularly now with social media and digital marketing, even more so, because there's always going to be one person behind that profile or logo or brand or screen or whatever it is they're doing. You're reaching one person that's going to be interacting with you. So it's good.
Yeah,
to keep that in mind.
That's one. See, I just wrote one small blog and it will be publishing soon. It says that, you only need few people to believe in you.
Yep.
Right? You don't need too many people. You only need few people to believe in you, and then life will take off.
Yep. I love that. So true. And as they say, you have to build your tribe, your community. And it can be a small one to start and it grows from there. But you don't need to take over the world. You just need your loyal small group of people, and you can do extremely well.
Yeah, that's why I believe in creating more evangelists. I know it's not a right word for it's not politically correct word these days, but it's kind of creating evangelists. The more people will talk about you, the more people will trust you, more people will talk about you. Yeah. They will become a human billboard for you, and then you don't have to think.
I love that phrase, a human billboard. I like that. I haven't heard of that one before. That's a great one. A human billboard. That's fascinating. Well done. So Priya, I mean, obviously now, you know, times of, you know, it's a tougher time for businesses as well over the last 3 to 6 months around the world. How can business owners sustain? Should they ramp up their marketing? Should they tone down their marketing? What's your view on that now?
See, marketing is actually evolving more than ever, if you can imagine. So marketing is something which you can't even think where we are actually heading, because there's so much technology is actually coming into the market. And it's like, you know, there was a time 8-9 tech tools were coming in the market. Now 8,000 tools are getting introduced almost every day.
It's nuts. Right? 8,000 tools a day.
Yes. That's so insane. Technology is evolving like anything, you know. So it's just that we need to adopt. We need to understand how we are going to follow up. And see, most people were not, it has been predicted 5 years ago, 3 to 5 years ago in a TED talk, Bill Gates predicted that this kind of a pandemic can come, but we were not very much prepared. But now we got so badly hit. And every individual, every country, you prepare for many crises, but you have never prepared for any crisis like this. But now we got the taste of it. And if you know, if you see the historically, human nature is actually evolved with the time. We adopt, we evolve, right? Definitely. We are evolving more than ever.
Constantly.
So, you know, if we are going to tone down, then, you know, it is hard to survive. The things are getting more competitive. We live in a global village, which was one time Gandhi's dream that we are going to live in a home like village, global village. And we are living in a global village. We know more people than we can ever imagine. I never visited US and Germany, and I still know people from there, you know. So it's so reachable. And if we will adopt, I feel like every challenge is an opportunity. So this is a challenge, right? And we need to know how to tackle this. And to tackle this, we need to see this as an opportunity. See, like if I will talk about 2 years ago, and I was asking people, can we jump on the Zoom? Not many people were getting ready to jump on the Zoom on the call.
Definitely.
Right? But now everybody say, yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's jump on. People actually prefer it. They say, it's not Meetup. Let's just jump on Zoom.
Acceptance is coming up, right? And you don't have to justify and argue. Like, they are just like this. Why not? When? Right?
Yeah.
And you can see, you can accommodate more people than you can go and travel and, you know, accommodate that time.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
So it's getting, to be honest, it's an opportunity. And the most people get benefit the early you adopt, right? So like most earlier adopter people are actually making more money from internet than people who are adopting later.
True, right? Very true.
And it's been predicted by 2025, almost every human being will be on internet. Considering India is ramping up and, you know, China is ramping up, which is the most populous country in the world.
Yeah.
If those people are actually, and like I'm from India, India is like most people live in the village, but it's still they have a mobile in there.
Yeah, there's still an internet and connection.
More than 50 people have access to the smartphone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can imagine where we are heading towards, you know, reaching out to the people, right? So you have volume.
Yes.
Volume is not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We need to know how to embrace that volume.
Yeah.
Right? We need to be prepared for that. So I would say that, you know, we have to dedicate ourselves and help with anything in line, like what's coming up. We have to be more connected. We need to actually look into more of our EQ side rather than, okay, there are a lot of people have, people say every next generation has the better IQ, right? We need to check our EQ now, and it has been tested in this situation.
Definitely.
Isn't it when me and you talk, we are going through the same situation. So if you, like people say, if you understand the pain, it's easier to connect.
Yes.
So we understand the pain, and it's getting easier to connect with the human in this pandemic time. It's the time to embrace and adopt the situation. you know. Exactly. So everybody should actually tone up. To answer your question, you should turn up and you should be more prepared and embrace this opportunity. Go global.
Yeah, absolutely. It's easier. Yep. As you say, though, technology is allowing us to reach the world, and the attention is all on all these platforms using technology.
Yeah.
Now's the time to really access that beautiful opportunity and go all in.
Yeah. And like you have no limits anymore.
No limits. No limits at all. And the volume is immense. Opportunity through volume is immense.
Yeah, it is. So,
I mean, Priya, do you specialize in more of the digital side, or you're a marketing person that embraces all styles of marketing?
I embrace all styles of marketing.
Great.
See, I believe digital is a tool, right? Yeah. And it has more access and more reachability. You know, and it's a modern way of doing marketing.
Yeah.
But ultimately, core of marketing is not yet changed.
No.
Right? So it was always there. It was like community-oriented marketing was there when Venice Harbor were actually populous.
Yes.
Right? Yep. There were 10,000, boats were decking there.
Yep.
And the market was like the market was hustling at that time.
Yeah.
And that's shifted to in digital market now, right? Very true. Very that's okay. And it's also helped people, you know, if you have $1,000 laptop, you can become an entrepreneur, which was not possible in the industrial era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. 100%. Yep.
So everybody, if you have vision, if you know what exactly you want, and if you can reach out, if you have clarity in your mind and your message, there is no limit. Again, the sky has no limit, right? Yeah, this $1,000 laptop can give you so much.
Yeah. You know? So it's really about understanding the underlying psychology of marketing and using whichever means possible and whichever tools possible in the particular situation to reach your audience.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, Priya, I've done a bit of research and I noticed that you love the term culturally conditioned organization. What does that mean?
it's a very interesting concept. I was always fascinated about culturally context.
Yeah.
You know, when I was doing my management and leadership training, I did my management course, I told you, MBA. And after that, I did a leadership training. And I used to run a first-time leadership program back in India. Mm. And that time, I found this culturally context concept. Like different country has the different culture, right? Yes. So, you know, when you see as an Indian to me, you perceive something about me very generic. Okay. So it's so generic that you actually build a stereotype, which is negativity as well. Like it's okay. Some people, every coin has two sides, right? Positive and negative.
Definitely.
So you perceive me as an Indian. If I meet a Japanese guy, I'll make it a different kind of a perception, right? So, and that happens because we know that particular island as a country, right? And we understand this is how their culture evolved, right?
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about it and I said, you know, it's a micro level culture, right? So a company, whether you are 1%, 2%, 20 people, 1,000 people, you have to have a culture in the company and you should be identified by that culture as well, right? And that helps you in many ways. Say if you have a culture in your company and I know this company has this type of culture, as a client, I have a certain expectation.
Yes,
right? So you're giving me education from your side is going to be like nullified, right? I know the basics, right? So we can talk on the second ladder now, right? We don't need to start from the beginning. First thing. Second thing, when the people who are working with you, they will be more productive. So let me give you a small example. Like if you live in a family, I grew up in a combined family, right? So we were like all cousins, three uncles family were living together in one house in my village, right? Yeah. I'm from a village side.
Yeah.
So we lived in one house and we had a very nice culture, right? And so when you know that family culture, it's easier to live together, one thing. And it's the product, the life goes so smooth. You don't have to think about it.
Because right? You all understand each other. You're on the same page.
Yeah. And so, like, say, normal cleaning job. Like, we wake up, whosoever wakes up early in the morning, it was kind of a routine that, you know, whosoever wakes up first, like, you know, start doing a little bit cleaning. Yep. Right? And whosoever gets the bathroom first, straight away go without any asking and all. So it's so smooth goes. Like, productivity was so high. So when there is a proper system, and if there is a proper culture, its adaptability is higher and productivity is also higher, right? Oh, so it's all side. And then when you are happy, when you live in your home, what happens? You are happy, right? Yes. You feel more comfortable in your home than your office. Definitely. Right? So when you come to your home, you're comfortable, then what happens? You go, like, when I start talking about, I do not forget to mention about my family. My mom used to say that. My dad used to say that. My cousin did that. You know, like, it's just that natural communication starts. Yes. And I start bragging about my, you know, upbringing and my culture and the values. I'm naturally talking to you, right? Definitely. And then your employee become one of your billboard again.
Yes.
Right? True. Your employees are following your vision. You have to educate them with your vision if you are expecting. You are not working with a robot.
No.
Right? You can't say, oh, here is 10 job, let's do it by this time. Right? You have to give them the reason. And once they know the reason and purpose and the value behind it, they will naturally adopt it.
Very true. Very true. So it's really a combination of making sure that you build your culture so you have a lot of efficiency and productivity and positivity in your workplace, but that also allows the outside world and your customers to identify with your organization as a type of organization that provides this type of service or this type of product or this type of quality. So it's really, it works from within and from without.
Yes. And it's like passion and enthusiasm. You don't need to make it. It will flow naturally.
Perfect. I love it. Fantastic. I love it. Culturally conditioned organization. So now, Priya, I want to chat about the future because I know that you like to think about the future of marketing and you like to look at future trends.
Yes.
Where do you think marketing is going in the future now? You know, we've discussed technology is moving at a rapid rate. What's going to happen now?
Okay, so if I say technology, like if I say future of technology, you know how long Siri been in the market? It's nearly 10 years, right? How many people have adopted the Siri concept, like voice search? Not many.
Yeah, not many.
Right? Right now, there are 50.8% people are on the internet, and we are going to evolve by 2025. Almost every human being is going to be on the internet, right? 100%. The mobile users are actually increasing drastically at the rate of 35%, right? So mobile users are going to be more around. You know, personalization is on scale. So if you see the market, you know, and if you look at the researchers, you know, there are 93% businesses is advancing on the personalization strategy.
Yes.
Right? And we need to think about how you can actually become more impactful marketing because you have, trillions of data available in your palm, just in your palm. Right. So how are you going to embrace that, that kind of a data? You have to adopt the marketing intelligence because human brain cannot see, even though the ability of human being is like 1,000 trillion speed kind of thing. Right. So it's speed is very high and computer is going to adopt the same speed. And if we will use the technology, it is going to be more productive, more efficient, and more accurate, right? Yes. So if you will adopt that market, and if you want to adopt to that market, then it is going to be very, very interesting to see how marketing has to be projected, you know? Because if you look at marketing technology, marketing budget growth is like it's growing at the rate of 24%, right? So it's like it was in 2018, it was $220.96 billion or something like that, right? That was the spend. It's gonna grow at the rate of 24%. Then it is gonna be 274 point something, you know, billions. So that's the budget we are talking about. Yes, there are a lot of fraud coming, ad frauds and all is coming, cybersecurity is in a risk and all those things, but this is what happening. So, you know, and we are actually, the time frame by 2022, 2025 is gonna increase 32% to 45%, right? So how we can actually use all that future data and future prediction and adopt ourselves, what's gonna, see, when you talk to people plan for 90 days, 1 year, 3 years and 5 years, right? We are already in 2020, right? 2022 is only 2 years, which is within 3 years of your range, right? And 2025 is like 5 years plan, yeah. Right? Yeah. You are planning for 5 years. This is not going to change. The technology and modernization is not going to happen, you know, in the time.
True.
There, it's nearly there, right? So we need to be ready to adopt that.
Yeah. And right? what do they say about like, do you think that voice technology is going to be the next big thing?
It's already there. We are late.
But when will it be at scale?
It should be scaling, and it will scale by 2021. I'm not thinking it's a research data showcase that by 2021, most of the people has to go into the voice search.
Really?
They have to accept it. Otherwise, if you're not accepting by 2021, you will be missing a lot of information.
Wow. And then furthermore, there'll be more adaptations of how we market on voice.
Yeah. I mean, think about this small example, the car, which we are going to use it. Are you going to touch your mobile and search something? You're going to ask Siri, can you tell me?
Yep, absolutely.
Right? When your car will be crossing by this road, it will tell you there are 10 restaurants nearby, one Indian, two Chinese, five Australian.
Yeah, I love it.
Right? It's going to happen. Yeah. Right? And if you're not there, you're not in that count for Siri and Google or Alexa.
Wow.
Right? So you are already missing. We are behind. We are 10 years late. Siri has been introduced for 10 years now.
My God. Right?
Younger generations are more adaptable to that. Younger generation are already avoiding typing. They are actually asking questions.
Yeah. I've just started every now and again saying, hi, Siri, or hello, Google, or whatever, but I'm just getting there.
Yeah. And we will be wearing more wearables, like, you know, more ring, more watches,
you know,
necklace, all that. And all that wearable will have the sensors.
Wow. Right?
So you'll be transiting more data.
Yeah.
And if you are transiting more data, and if you want to be found, you have to adopt, at least as a business, if not at the personal level.
Absolutely. And from a marketing point of view, we have to start thinking about how we utilize voice technology for our marketing purposes.
Because that's not only voice technology, the AI.
Or AI, exactly.
The whole AI is there. You have to just be ready as soon as possible. Yep. People are suggesting by 2025, there will be already some robots in the operation theater.
Wow.
Right? And we will be naturally growing heart and kidney and, you know, in the lab. You don't have to wait for donors.
Wow.
Right? If that's the scenario gonna happen, then if you are actually, the whole health industry is gonna disrupt, especially after this pandemic, right? Okay. They're gonna be more prepared for this kind of a situation, considering the human behavior is, you know, the way human behavior is actually going on. They have to be ready for more pandemic like this. Right? Yeah. And even if it is not gonna happen, they will be more ready because they have seen once.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, so if it is like, if that's going to be the future, then there will be a lot of people coming into the more technology-based, you know, wearable satellite system is there, drones are there, autonomous cars are there, flying car is coming there. You know, we are going ahead of, you know, something like Iron Man type of condition.
Yes.
Is going to come.
Yeah, that's cool. Know? Yeah, I want to fly around like Iron Man too.
Yeah, not in the terms of flying only, in terms of like, it's going beyond the world search now very soon.
Definitely, fantastic, love it, absolutely. So we all have to make sure that we right, are on top of our marketing and our understanding of marketing. So we know
how to, especially when you're preparing your 3 years and 5 years plan. Yes, you have to be ready for that.
That's right. And so we have to understand how we can utilize these new frontiers to achieve the same results.
Yes.
We're still marketing. The underlying psychology is there, the methodology is there, but there's new tools and new frontiers.
And people are getting the data more accurately now, right? So if you if you think about marketing, you have to think about intention as well. Mm-hmm. So the intent-based marketing is going to be more futuristic approach. So you need to know your consumer's intention, and then you need to target that one. Otherwise, marketing is not going to give you any outcome, no matter how much, because it's so noisy, it's hard to whisper.
Absolutely, yep.
Who will listen your whisper?
Yep, that's very true.
Right? It's already noisy, and we have only 50% population as on internet, if it is the correct data. What if it will increase?
That's crazy. If you think about it, it's so noisy at 50%. Imagine what it's going to be like at 100%. My God.
Yeah. So that's what it is. That's where we are heading. So if you're not in finding the right intention and right consumer for yourself or customer for yourself, then it's going to be really hard to sustain in the market.
Great. Perfect. And so Priya, I want to know a bit more about what you do and how you do it. And in particular, your Exante effect. Tell us more about that.
Okay, so I am a big believer of bringing the human IQ and EQ together, right? If you look at my slogan, it says ideation with fearless creativity.
Love it.
Okay. The reason I started marketing, because I am passionate about marketing just because two reasons. One, it is evolving with my technology, like it's technology. I love technology. Right, I would love to embrace it, but at the same time, I love creativity as well. I was a theater artist for 13 years.
Oh, really?
So I felt that my creative, I feel like, you know, my left and right brain is still active, you know, and I feel like if you are actually, if you have idea, like in when we were working in the technology world, you were bringing an idea, creating a lot of scenarios and eliminating all the hypotheses, you know, and finding one right hypothesis and working on the actual solution on it, right? Yep. It's science, right? And that's the ideation. If you want to reach out to the human, we have still emotion there, right? Definitely. So we need to have that creativity part. We need to have that emotion. And when I build my strategy, I always try to find out. When people talk about customer persona, they are very much focusing on demographic, you know, that industry and a hell other things. Sure. Very few people are focusing on psychometrics, right? They know this is one of the pillar. Everybody knows that. It's out there in every internet. You look for the customer persona. It's talks about demographic, psychometric, and all those things. Mm-hmm. Very few people actually create their strategy based on the psychometric.
Can you define for us exactly what that means, the psychometrics?
So you need to understand what's your consumer psychology. As I mentioned, the intent-based marketing. So when you look at your Google Analytics, simple example, right? It's not very advanced, unpaid one. You go to your Google Analytics, it is started talking about human behavior. Mm-hmm. Right, your consumer behavior, who actually visited your website, what kind of searches they are also doing it. Mm-hmm. Like if you look at the Google Analytics, is the data is already there, right? And when I look at that, and if it is not relevant, say if I'm not targeting the fashion industry today, and there are a lot of visitors from fashion industry, then I need to look at what kind of a keyword and masses I'm sending that I'm attracting that kind of a consumer. Mm-hmm. And it's time to reevaluate whether it will be a real good prospect for me or not.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes you don't know.
That's true. That's
sometimes
true.
You don't know who is looking for you and whether it is the right person for you or not. But then when you actually meet that person, you say, oh yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why I have to be
open. So looking at that data in more detail and understanding what else they are searching, what's their interest, And if that's your customer persona, and if you know their interest, can you create a message like that?
Yes, exactly. So that's psychometrics or psychographics. I've heard the same type of term.
Yes, yeah. So you need to understand the human intention and behavior, the psychology. And then if you create your content strategy around it, then right. your marketing strategy will match with that.
Perfect. So is that what you mean when you say your ex ante effect is really looking
at
psychographic psychometrics?
Yes. And there is much more, like it goes much details. It could be another topic on
Fantastic. And what I love is I love case studies or examples. Maybe can you give us an example of a journey that you went on with a client and what you did and then how you worked with them and what were the results? Obviously being confidential.
When I start with my client, I always ask them, okay, do you have your business model, right? And trust me, there are not many people have the business model. They have business plan, right? Which is 40-page, 50-page, 100-page document.
Yeah, yeah.
How many of you are actually living and breathing that document?
That's true. Not many.
You created it. It's sitting there. You know it is there. And any investor or anybody will ask, you know it is there. I can flip you through. You are not living and breathing that document.
Right. And also it might have changed 100 times since you first wrote it.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So that's why it's not a living and breathing document if you haven't updated it.
That's right.
Right. Same with your I met a couple of people and they have website, nice website, which been created 5 years ago. Yeah. And when I talk to them, their website and their own conversation is two different conversations.
Yes.
Right. So when I'm talking to you and my website and my communication is going in two different directions, I'm confusing you.
Yes.
Right. Because there is no way you will not go and look into me.
Yeah.
Right. These days, the moment you hear about something, before you meet, you think like, oh, let's check on the somewhere in social media, what she does, what actual her behavior is, how was her response to her people, and things like that. You're going to go and check, right? So if your communication is in a two different direction, it's going to be hard. And I'm not saying it's in two different direction, but if you assume your consumer is going to say, oh, this is how I started, this was my initial vision. Vision is going to evolve. If it is not evolving, you have no dream.
Mm-hmm. Yep. True.
Right?
Yep.
Just that one time thought
yes.
came and stayed there.
Definitely.
Right? Because it's a basic human nature that we have to evolve. Otherwise, we will not grow. And we will not grow, we will not feel fulfilled 100%. In our life.
Definitely.
Right? So if you are not updating yourself and you everything is not synced, then you are confusing your customer.
Yes.
Right. And if you're confusing your customer, you are not getting your customer. So that's one thing I work with them. So if you have business model, and when I say business model, it's just the 9 pillar, right? Yes. It's one pager document. Not even document, it's a slide, I'd say. It's a slide which you have like 9 different pillars and you know what exactly you are working. And you can actually live and breathe and update that document every day with your every update you are thinking.
Perfect. Okay. Yep.
And then my major focus is based on the value proposition. So I just extract that value proposition and I say, okay, this is your value proposition. Let's talk about it and create a marketing objective. Right? Once you got the marketing objective, rest everything is easy.
Yep.
Yep. Because you know
you can know where you want to go, then you can find out how to get there.
Yeah. Your GPS will work anyway.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. But you have to put a destination in.
Yeah. And you need to be ready for detour.
That's true. Yeah. we know that. That's for sure.
Yeah. But ultimately, end goal is there. Most people complain about they have no time. And I feel like time is actually priority, based on priority.
Yeah.
Everybody has the time and nobody has the time.
That's right. It's how you prioritize the time.
If you have the priority, you have the time. If you don't have the priority, you don't have the time. It sounds harsh, but this is the reality.
Very true. Absolutely. Totally agree. Fantastic, Bria. Fantastic. So you got, and you work with all sorts of different organizations in different sectors, or do you have a niche or a preference?
I work with anyone who has a growth vision, right? Because I'm not offering lead generation. right? I'm not a lead generation solution. So if you are desperate for lead, I would recommend you to someone who is really good in the lead generation. Yeah. I am a reputation person. I'm a brand positioning person. I'm a long-term vision person, yes, right? So I would help you in that way. So if you have a long-term goal in a right vision to grow yourself and reach, you have 5-year, 3-year, 10-year plan, then I'm the person to talk, right? No matter which industry you are in. But I go along with a lot of good with a lot of a technology company, finance company, because I worked in that and I understand their jargons.
Yes.
So professional services actually do like me. That's the feedback I always get. Most professional services actually like me, and they feel comfortable working with me because they think that I can understand their jargons and, right, you know, I can talk their language. You know.
Beautiful. Perfect. Well, Priya, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge, your expertise and your insight. You know, I've learned a lot. I always love podcasting because I learned so much from my conversations with everybody.
It's a great opportunity, you know, to know more people.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm a marketer myself, but everyone I talk to about marketing, I still pick up more ideas and more strategies that I can use.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in ancient India, people say knowledge is everywhere. You can learn from an ant and an elephant. Doesn't matter where the knowledge is spread, it is there if you want to learn it.
Yep, so true. So if people want to get in touch with you, Priya, what's the best way for them to do that?
I have in my website, exonte.digital. It's quite up to date. I keep changing it. Also, I'm very active in social media, especially on LinkedIn. So, you know, feel free to reach out to me. Perfect. And all my details are on my website, which is just www.exonte.digital. Pretty straightforward.
.digital, .com, .au, just .digital.
No, I'm global.
Oh, very cutting edge. I like that. Fantastic. And I'll put those links in the show notes for everybody as well.
That will be great. Thank you.
And before you leave us, I always like to ask my guest, leave us with one or two tips that you can give us today that might help our viewers and listeners on their journey in building their business. What would you like to leave us with?
If you want to build a business, build a brand. And if you want to build a brand, make sure there is a brand ambassador behind it. If you have a brand ambassador, which could be you, then people can connect you much easier than just projecting what your company is.
Gotcha. So you're saying build a brand, like a corporate brand, but it's also great to have a personal brand behind it.
Yes. That's why I need a brand ambassador.
And I think that's so true these days. More and more, particularly with social media, you know, you're as I said before, you are the person behind the brand and you are very visual and seen and connect and you interact with everybody. So it's nice to build that personal brand that represents your organization and your culture and your philosophy.
Yeah. And more people are turning to more visual. It's getting more important.
Definitely right. Particularly with video and photo, you know, you need something behind it. A logo is not enough anymore.
Yes.
Yep. No. So true, Priya. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
It was a lovely show. I've enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, always. I always like talking to you.
Thank you. And for everybody out there, if you want to learn more, go and check out exonte.digital.
Yes.
And I'll put all those notes, all those links in the show notes for everybody. And I'm sure Priya will be very happy to chat with you.
Thank you. Thanks for your viewer and for listening to me. And thank you for everything.
Fantastic. And for everybody out there, have a great day and we'll be back very soon for another episode. And bye for now.